Hi, I'm Nate Strauss, and welcome to the Humans of Hillel podcast. This is a weekly podcast where I sit down with a current MSU student and learn all that I can about them. It's one of the best parts of my job here at MSU Hillel, and I cannot wait for you to join in on the conversation. So Spartans, let's do this. Here we go. Welcome to the very first episode of Humans of Hillel. I'm your host, Nate Strauss, and I'm joined by our very first guest, Carson Biederman. Hi, Carson. Welcome.
Hello. I'm so honored and excited to be guest number one. This is so wonderful.
I'm so excited to have you. I think that we went on a really cool, a really fun coffee date last semester. And so as we think about this, it's a coffee date, but we're recording it. This is perfect, right? It's a catch up from the last time we chatted.
Yeah, I should have made a coffee. I should have come more prepared.
Here, I'll share mine with you. If you can't see this, I'm passing my coffee to Carson through Zoom. My first question really is just tell us who you are. Tell us what you study, what year you are, anything fun, what are you up to, all that.
Yeah, so again, I'm Carson. I am a junior. I'm currently in my first year of the social work program here. It's a two-year program, so you apply to it, get accepted for your junior and senior year. I love it so far. I decided I wanted to be a social worker coming into college. I kind of did some field study senior year of high school, and so this is absolutely my passion. I love Michigan State. I love the program here. I've been involved with Hillel as much as I can since I got here, and got to throw in that I am a professional TikToker, so making my way up the charts, the important stuff.
There you go. I'm excited to talk about TikTok in a little bit, but I also, I understand that we have some really exciting news about your summer plans this summer. I don't know if you're ready to share it with the world, but what's going on?
Oh yeah, we've made the Facebook debut. Anybody who knows to camp knows you have to have that obligatory Facebook post once you get your position. So I will be the specialty supervisor at Tamarack Camps this summer. I'm extra excited for it just because last summer was obviously canceled due to COVID. So this is just a dream come true. I feel like you grow up going to camp and never feel like you're gonna make it to being a counselor and a supervisor and all that. So it feels really, really surreal, but I'm so excited about it.
That's awesome, congratulations.
Thank you.
So on camp, I have three questions and I'm gonna throw them all at you and then we'll see, you answer them however you want. So three things. First, tell us more about Tamarack. Where is it? For those of us who don't know, what's the magic about it? Number two, what is specialty? Specialty is a village. So what age group and what do you do? And then third, what are you most excited for about being a supervisor at camp?
Okay.
I said four, but I meant three. So yeah.
That's okay. I think you said three. Who knows? Tamarack is a Jewish overnight summer camp. It's in Ortonville, Michigan. If this was a video podcast, I would put up my little hand and show you where it is, it's the mitten, but I'll have to hold back. I have been going to Tamarack since 2009. I was nine, and I've been through all of main camp. I went to Alaska through camp. There's a Western trip throughout the national parks throughout the United States. It's definitely hard to put into words how magical it is, but it is just the most special place in the world to me. What's the saying? You live 10 for two, I think, that you live 10 months out of the year for the two you get to go to camp. And that is definitely me. I'm going to go back to Tamarack for as long as I can. So that's just a little bit of what camp means to me. Like I said, I could talk about it for hours. It's hard to put into words, but specialty things look a little different this year because of COVID, but typically specialty is boys and girls who are going into ninth grade. So going into high school, I was a specialty camper in 2014. It was seriously one of my favorite villages at camp. It is the oldest camper village at main camp. So it's a really special culmination of all of the kids' years at camp. It's kind of like a final, feels a little bit like senior year, but obviously they're not seniors yet. It's a lot of programming just that makes them feel special and reminds them that, like, just because they're leaving main camp doesn't mean they're not always welcome back at Tamarack, and all of that fun stuff. And I kind of forgot the last question. I think it was about being a supervisor.
Yeah, like, what's one thing you're really excited for or excited about to be a supervisor?
So for me, like I said, I was a camper at camp. I've been a staff for the past couple years. And so this kind of feels like one of the only things at camp I haven't done yet so far. I just love working at camp, and I love making camp a better place every year and just making sure the magic that I felt as a camper is being continued throughout for the campers now and for their campers and all of that. So I'm just really excited to be able to come back and kind of feel that magic again, but this time from a different position at camp. Like, there's always that little part of you that still feels like a camper. So I'm just, like I said, so excited to go back. Not going last summer sucked, to say the least. Yeah. So the fact that I get to be in such a cool position with such great kids, it's gonna be wonderful. I'm excited for it all.
That's awesome. I'm excited for you. I was excited to see that you got that position and that you're able to, like, yeah, get back and transform camp even more. It's super cool. Pivoting a very little bit. Do you feel like there's, like, so social work is so people focused and it's so intentional about, like, community building and being a resource to other people. Is there any part of your camp experience that, like, led you to social work, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. And being a counselor and getting to work with the camper care team, which is made up of social workers and other different professionals kind of in these helping professions, that only solidified my want to be a social worker. I started camp working in Berman Village, which is, I wish I knew grades better, but the campers are like 11 and 12. So that really helped me realize that that age group of this, like, middle school going into high school age, those kids are so wonderful to work with and they're learning so much and just getting all these new experiences. And that can be very overwhelming also at times. And so, I just felt like social work was the best profession to kind of get my foot in the door of leading these teens and high school age kids, just to, like, making sure that they're living good lives. That's really general. And obviously there's a lot more to it, but working at camp and just kind of getting that hands-on experience, I don't think I could get that anywhere else, even if I tried. I mean, I'm so lucky that I get to keep going to camp because I think it's the best experience as a future social worker. But it definitely solidified it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I feel like for my friends who were, like, counselors and supervisors at camp and everything, there was always this, like, kind of conversation around, like, well, like, at some point, like, if you're not, like, if you don't want to be, like, a teacher, you don't want to, like, professionally, like, work for camp, like, there's a time that you kind of have to, like, stop because you, like, need an internship or whatever. But I'm realizing also that, like, if you want to be a social worker, like, camp is a great place to, like, learn about those skills that you'll need to develop empathy and sympathy, to, like, you know, understand resource management and all of that. So it's like, add that in. So now you can say at camp forever if you want to be if you're a teacher and you have summers off, if you want to professionally work for camp, and if you want to be a social worker, because it's all about helping people. That's awesome. And so it's exciting to have people like you, like, continue to, like, go to camp and develop and help, like, children to teens to young adults and all of that. Amazing. Okay, cool. In terms of, like, super pivot, let's talk TikTok. So you're a TikTok star.
I knew it was coming.
There you go. Yeah, you're a TikTok star. For our listeners who don't quite know or don't know Carson, you're a dancer, and you have you've also, like, blended dance and movement with TikTok amongst a ton of other different things. So will you tell us a little bit about your TikTok experience?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, I was one of those people at first that was like, ugh, I will never be on TikTok. I was a dedicated Vine user. I don't even know if everyone remembers or knows Vine, but it was very similar to TikTok. It was just a platform for 6-second videos. A lot of them were comedy, a lot of them were just, like, stupid funny little videos. I used the app literally until it died out. Like, everyone else stopped using it, and I would still, like, scroll on it at night. And that void was just, like, missing. There was something missing. And yet I still sat there and was like, I'm never going to go on TikTok. And then finally, I actually think I was at camp, and all my friends were, like, doing these dances and knowing these things. And I was like, okay, I'm giving in, like, I'm going to do it. So I made a TikTok, and I was just a watcher for probably a couple months. I was like, I can't make videos yet. That's a lot of pressure. My first TikTok was actually at Hillel. It was upstairs. I did the two-step and the cowboy boogie, and things just, my life shifted from there. TikTok is a place for me where when I have, like, silly little thoughts or just the dance I want to do, that's such a fun place to just let those creative juices go. I also love watching them. I'm at a great spot on my For You page where I get some funny videos, some inspirational videos. It just definitely, like, opened up my eyes to the app. It's just a place where everyone gets to be themselves, and that's so fun. So for me, like I said, it's more of, like, a creative outlet. I get to dance, I get to joke. I've always loved, like, comedy, so that's, listen, I'll call myself a comedian, but that's where I get to, like, do that stuff. Yeah, oh my god, thank
you. That's awesome.
I think probably, like, 30 pretty committed TikTok followers who like all my videos. And that's, like, the best thing I could ask for. How fun. That's so fun. What a cute little community.
You're building your own community around, like, the things that you love. It's perfect.
Yeah. And I do have to mention, I have one video that went pretty viral, and I was doing a dance to, it was like a Nicki Minaj Hora mashup. So obviously have to bring that up on the Hillel podcast. It was the perfect video, just a culmination of everything I love. I still don't understand even how that works, how it went viral, whatever that even means, but it was such a fun time. My notifications were going crazy. So exciting.
Awesome. I've been thinking, just since you said it, I love your viral video. And I actually was leading a cohort this past weekend for some Jewish students on, like, Jews and media. And I used your video as an example of, like, blending Nicki Minaj with the Hora, but then also, like, these two people in the video are Jewish. Like, how amazing is it that it went viral? So that's awesome. But I've been thinking about, like, what's a name that you could give to your 30 followers? Because you know how, like different people will have, like, different little, like, names for their fans. Have you ever thought about that? What your followers would kind of culminate and congregate around a name?
Oh man, this is a tough question. I do have to say I've thought about it before. I don't know if I have an answer, because you know it has to come naturally. Listen, this might be copyrighted. I don't know. I love calling people sisters, but I know that's taken, so I can't take it. For those that don't know, there's a beauty influencer on YouTube that calls his subscribers sisters, I think. And I'm really upset that it's taken, because I would have been making merch already as well, but I might get sued for that. So I'm not so sure.
We'll protect you. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I was thinking, because Carson's last name is Biederman. What if these people were called the Biedermen?
Oh my God, that's good.
Biedermen, or like the Bieder people. The Biedermen is funny. Yeah. Okay. So this is good, because eventually, if not tomorrow, if not the next day, if a couple months from now, whatever, you will be a famous TikToker. I know it. I know it in my heart. So this way, like, you'll be good to go. You'll be ready.
Means the world to me. Thank you so much.
So sort of as we kind of start to wrap up our really fun, like, you know, coffee date / interview / podcast, everything, I have four like rapid fire questions that I would love to like throw at you. And for our listeners, Carson did not receive these ahead of time. So any answer that she gives is like super, super authentic. So my first question right off the bat is, what is your favorite Jewish holiday?
My favorite Jewish holiday is, listen, it's got to be Hanukkah. It's so fun. Just love it. Everything about it.
It's awesome. I know. It's one of my favorites too. We're at a coffee shop. What's your go-to order?
Ooh, go-to order is an iced vanilla almond milk latte.
Yum. Oh my goodness. I'd love one.
Yeah, a lot, but yeah. So good.
But good, yeah. what's your favorite spot in East Lansing? Like on campus, or like in Lansing, or like sort of what's your favorite spot at school?
Yeah. My favorite spot, I do love, obviously we're not on campus right now, but I love just walking through campus. There's something really peaceful seeing it with no one there. I love all of the spots over the Red Cedar, especially during the fall when the leaves are changing. It's just so beautiful. So I can't think of anything super specific, but just like the bridges on top of the river, the places that you can just sit and watch the cute little ducks when the weather's nice. Those are really cool spots.
Awesome. I love it. It's like one of the most photogenic parts of campus. So it's like really, really great.
For sure.
Okay. And then my last question is, what's like a word or a phrase that you live by?
Okay. I really wasn't prepared for these. I'm so sorry, but
it's okay. You can take as much time as you need, because it's a hard question.
Yeah. I guess it's not like really a phrase, but I guess it is. Like, living with no regrets. I really try and do everything with intention, and even the things that might go wrong for me, I really try and take everything as a learning experience. And so I think that's a good one. Just really trying to do things because I love them and I want to do them. And I want to make myself better and impact the world however much I can. That's getting really, really big dreams there. But I definitely think that is one for me.
That's awesome. Thank you. I think, yeah, everyone listening, live by that. Come on. No regrets.
No regrets. Post that TikTok. Who cares?
There you go. Post that TikTok, run across campus, order your iced almond milk latte, vanilla almond milk latte. Do what you want.
Of course.
You know it. Cool. Well, Carson, thank you so much for being our very first guest on Humans of Hillel. Do you have anything that you'd like to leave our guests or leave our listeners with? Do you want to promote your TikTok, your name, your Instagram, anything like that?
Listen, I truly don't know my TikTok username by heart, but really, truly just do the things you love. I mean, that's really all I can say. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy just in the state of the world. But it was so nice talking to you, Nate. And I'm really excited to listen to the rest of these. This is such a cool series. I think the most wonderful people are here and go to Hillel. And so this is such a cool way to kind of get to know everybody just a little bit better.
I totally agree. Well, thank you so much. And I hope that you you kind of get to do something fun today.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep knitting my sweater after this. I just learned how to knit over quarantine. So that'll awesome. Be my night.
Cool. I love it. All righty. Well, thank you. And that does it for us here at Humans of Hillel. What an incredible conversation. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. Our Humans of Hillel producers are me, Nate Strauss, and Sophie Dwoskin. Sophie also mixed this episode and overall is a podcast superstar. Humans of Hillel is a production of MSU Hillel Studios.